With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Protests in Iran have crossed the two-week mark, challenging the country's theocracy. Activists report at least 116 people have been killed and more than 2,600 arrested. With the internet down and phone lines cut, it's hard to gauge the situation from abroad. Iran's parliamentary speaker has warned the U.S. and Israel could be targets if America strikes Iran, which President Trump has suggested is not impossible. As Congress prepares for the 2026 midterms, Republicans are facing an ever-shrinking majority in the House of Representatives. Correspondent Greg Clugston.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's already difficult job is getting even more challenging. The GOP's narrow majority is now down to two votes. The gap shrunk this past week following the death of California Congressman Doug LaMalfa, the hospitalization of Indiana's Jim Baird, and the resignation of Marjorie Taylor Greene. The margin could be reduced even further if Democrats win another seat in a special election in Texas later this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The Heritage Foundation is promoting marriage.
The Heritage Foundation think tank is urging the federal government to save and restore the American family, kicking off the midterm election year with a call to focus on domestic issues. Its recommendations include a marriage boot camp designed to prepare cohabitating couples for marriage. It proposes a universal day of rest that would build upon blue laws that limit alcohol sales in some municipalities. And it discourages online dating in part because of research showing that couples who meet online are also less likely to get married. Keith Peters, Washington.
President Trump says he wants a one-year 10% cap on credit card interest rates. It's an idea that revives a campaign pledge and could save Americans tens of billions of bucks. This is SRN News. Christian influencers are reaching hundreds of thousands of young people online. They share podcasts and videos with biblical advice on tough questions that aren't always answered in Sunday sermons. Followers say they relate more to these influencers, many of whom are women, than traditional pastors. However, while some influencers have theological training, a lot of them don't. And experts worry they aren't equipped to teach such large audiences and threaten to replace church with podcasts. Other observers hope the new brand of Christian influencers will galvanize young people. A new analysis of giving in the U.S. finds that it has pretty much remained flat as a percentage of personal disposable income. Giving is holding steady at about 2%. What's changing is where the charity is going. In the early 1990s, about 6% of all giving went to intermediaries, like foundations and donor-advised funds. The rest went directly to churches and other ministries. Today, about 40% of U.S. giving goes to those intermediaries. This is SRN News. Sicily's Mount Etna is active again, but new restrictions on viewing the volcano's spectacular lava flows have tour guides and visitors fuming.
Mount Etna's latest eruption, which began on New Year's Day, is producing spectacular lava flows. But in response, authorities have heightened safety measures, including limits on group sizes, excursions only before dusk, and a 660-foot exclusion zone from the lava. Guides and visitors say the new restrictions are excessive and has prompted guides to go on strike for the first time in decades. I'm Karen Shamas.
Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Daniel Walker Howe has passed away at the age of 88. He was known for his book, What Hath God Wrought, which chronicled the vast changes in the United States from 1815 to 1848. The book was part of Oxford University Press's series on American history. This is SRN News.